Morning. It's 8:50 a.m. on Tuesday, October the 24th. Pretty sure it's the 24th. Tuesday, the October 24th. 45 degrees, my fanny. So yeah, the phone thinks it's 45 degrees. I think that's leftover from yesterday or something. The actual temperature is 30-something. The official really temperature is 34. It was 38 outside my back door. It's chilly. It's chilly. It's a beautiful day. Gosh, it's a beautiful day. It is chilly. I've bundled up, got my long johns on. My face is freezing, but the rest of me is pretty warm. I got my gloves, got my fleece hat, keeping my ears warm. They've really gone to town on this place. Holy crap. Both these houses that they've been working on here, they've been working on two of them side by side. And they're big places. I'm pretty sure they're multifamily, but okay, they've got almost all the roof on one, nearly all the roof on the other. It's almost completely closed in, both of them. Images of each other, I think. Pretty close. So yeah, that's coming right along. Just a couple of days ago it was empty. Well, I've probably been talking about it for 2 months now, but the last couple of days I've really stepped it up. Of course, I missed a couple of days because I wasn't walking those days. So anyway, yeah, here I am hiking along, trying to get back, gonna get some breakfast. Second breakfast, I already had my peanut butter toast. I had that at 5:30. And I've already got 2,000 words behind me today. Excellent session with the therapist yesterday. Helped me understand some things that are going on. One of the problems that I've got is ADHD, which I've talked about before. And the difficulty I'm having at the moment is that my ADHD brain is rebelling. You don't need no stinking schedule. Actually, I do. Because the schedule is a structure that lets me freeze up parts of my brain. The other side of that is that the ADHD brain says, this is boring, I don't want to do this anymore. And when the ADHD brain starts rebelling, it's very difficult to counter it. Well, that's where the meditation comes in. It's aimed at resetting that, or at least giving me enough space to step back and recognize it for what it is, because that ADHD brain is not terribly helpful. The other problem is perfectionism. Something that I am aware of, but I don't really give enough attention to. Because, well, how could you argue with trying to do better? The problem isn't that part of the perfectionism. It's trying to find the perfect time to do things, the perfect time to write, the perfect time to meditate, the perfect time to fill in the blank. And the answer is something that I know intellectually, but occasionally lose sight of emotionally. The answer is there is no perfect time. Which reminded me of an epiphany I had the other day. There is no them. We'll be seeing that appear, I think, in the third Ishmael Wong book. There is no them. But, I look back over the last month, and the times when I wrote, I put words on the page, because I'm always fiddling with the story in my head, but the times I put words on the page were times when I said, all right, I want to put some words on the page and see how it looks. And so for the last few days, I've done some adjustment to my bullet journal. I've done some adjustment to my daily schedule. For a long time I've had writing on my bullet journal as a thing I have to do during a day. And I've done various things, like say, okay, I gotta do 1,000 words, or I wanna do 5,000 words, and I make little blocks on the page and then I don't fill them in. Because I couldn't find the perfect time to sit down to put words on the page, because I only had like 20 minutes before I had to stand up and go do something else, or there was only like an hour until I had to do something different, and then I would lose myself in a game and not come back for an hour or two. And every time I started to write, I would get interrupted, and so it was like, okay. So last few days, really, I don't want to oversell this. The last few days it's been, okay, I have to have some rumination time. I have to have some time to think about the story. But I can't have all the time to think about the story, because I can't really see the story until it starts to flow onto the page. So I can ruminate, I can cogitate, I can seek inspiration. And that's all part of writing. Trying to figure out where the story might be going, or what the theme of the story that I want to write is going to be. And with Natalia and Zoya, I've been really bad about having themes. With Ishmael, it's a little easier. I know him better, for one thing. And I have some themes that I think are important to explore. With him. And I don't necessarily have those same themes with Natalia and Zoya. They're a little pulpier. I'm hoping by the time I get done with the last book, Home Run, I'll be a little more in sync. So anyway, yeah, this morning I sat down. I have an early morning meditation now. And so I've done that. I've done my walking meditation. So I've meditated. It's just after 9 o'clock in the morning. And I've done 20 minutes of meditation, 2 separate sessions already this morning. I've got the second one was just a few minutes ago. The walking meditation. the 2,000 words done behind me. I can check off writing now. Because for the last few days, I've had writing in my red zone, which are the things that I have to do every day. And walking and talking is in my red zone. While I don't do them every day, they are things that I recognize the need to do every day. And because of the nature of the walk and the talk, they're pretty fixed. It's about 40 minutes to walk. It's another 5, sometimes 10 minutes to get the podcast posted. But, you know, an hour for the walk and talk, which is not too much to do. Oh, get ready, say it with me. Monk post. It's just time I'm willing to commit. Along with the time it takes to do 25 push-ups, the time it takes to do my sitting in silence, the time it takes me to do the various pieces of the day that need to come together to help me maintain health and sanity. Things like fixing dinner. I have to fix dinner. I have to fix lunch for my wife, although the kids generally feed themselves until dinner time. So I've written every day for the last 3 or 4 days. Because I've moved that up to the red zone. And I've relaxed. I have no expectation about how many words I'm going to write during the day, how much I'm going to accomplish during the day. I know how much I want to get done. I want to get this manuscript done by the end of the month so I can start a new manuscript for NaNoWriMo. And then I'll have 2 books working in parallel because I can send off the manuscript to the betas and get it to the editor while I'm still finishing NaNoWriMo. But that means I have to have the manuscript done, which means I really need to start paying attention to that story and not the stories that I'm reading or the stories that I'm critiquing or any of the other things that I'm doing to procrastinate. Because perfection and procrastination tend to go together. It's like, oh, it's not the perfect time to write, so I'll write later. But the problem is, as I think I've already said, there's never the perfect time to write. It's just now. Which actually goes back to my meditation. Because one of the topics of meditation is chasing. Is wanting instead of experiencing. Now is all we've got. So looking forward to some time in the future, I know there's such a thing as planning, there's such a thing as common sense, but wanting something that's going to happen maybe later is overlooking the opportunities for now. So, I gave myself permission to write. All I write is one sentence I've written. I can check that off in my box. I can check it off on my journal. And the earlier in the day, this is something that I've noticed about myself, the earlier in the day I do that, the more likely it is I'll go back to it and write something else. And this morning was a good example because I spent a few minutes last night writing, not a lot, maybe 500 words, before I went to bed. And this morning I got up and the word processor was still open on my computer. And after I did my meditation, after I ate my peanut butter toast, after I went through and did my moderation duties for Google+, I didn't start the game. I went back to the word processing document. And it's like 2 hours later, I'm sitting there going, holy crap, it's 8 o'clock. And I wonder how much I've written. I had no idea because I didn't pay any attention to the words. I just paid attention to the story, which is an important aspect. And I went back to where I started writing this morning. I realized I'd written just 20 words short of 2,000 words, which is pretty good for before 8 o'clock in the morning. If I get another couple sessions in today, I've got an appointment I have to take the kid to at noon. Well, tomorrow I've got a dentist appointment at 9 o'clock, but I'll try to get the walk in before I leave. Dentist appointments are always stressful for me. I don't do well with dentists. I haven't since a classmate punched my two front teeth out with a baseball bat in fifth grade. It was an accident. It wasn't malicious, but schoolyard accident. So anyway, yeah, I've written some today. I'm seeing where the story could go. I'm still in the mushy middle, but I'm coming in on the back of it now, I think. I've got some ideas about how this story can resolve itself so that the title fits, so that everything that we've done up to this point actually works. And I need to go back through on the second draft and add in a little more clue as to setting, a little more idea as to who these various people are. She's written a very long session on how people are often underestimated, how we tend to pigeonhole people. Something I'm as guilty of as anyone else, by the way. I don't claim any moral superiority there. Here I am. Last street. Last street between me and breakfast. I don't want to spend too much time on breakfast because I've got things I need to do. And noon is coming right up. It's already 9:09 a.m. I'll be an hour at breakfast, which will give me a couple hours before. Hour and a half before I have to take the kid to therapy. At any rate, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.